Giving God the glory, the honor, and the praises for another blessed day, another blessed week. And on today, oh Heavenly Father, I just stop by to let someone know that I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to give me beauty for my ashes. And Lord, if I'm being honest to my ashes, it's been for a while. Starting back with 2 years ago with the COVID thing, I haven't even recovered from that. I think, Lord, a lot of us haven't recovered from that. We're still mauling in our from COVID, God. We are still stuck. We're still hurt. We're still trying to rebound on all levels, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially, God. And today I just want to ask you, like I said, give me beauty for the ashes that went on during that time, Lord. I just felt the need to talk today. I talked with my counselor. She told me to journal or dictate how I was feeling, and sometimes I don't want to go backwards. I want to move forward, but I just had to say, like, as I told her, I'm still trying to make it past the COVID season, as a lot of us are, and she said that was okay. Well, just to let it out, to speak with you, continue to pray, as I told her that I do, and prayer is what has gotten me thus far, but I also know it's something that I need to go back and pull to the forefront and get to the what really is keeping me from wanting to explore it, to let it all out. I haven't really allowed myself to go there yet, God, but I know I'm still being affected about it, even though it was 2 years ago. As I say, it's still a strain on a lot of people, God, and as I was reading my devotion, it was talking about beauty for ashes, and I just want beauty for ashes for that situation, and the situation that pushed that behind. Every time it seemed like one thing went by, something else came up, and I never really had proper time to grieve a lot of people's, my people's death, just everything that went on with COVID, and how everything kind of changed, and it's still changing. We still live in a COVID world, really. We still only learn about COVID and some of the rules and how everything changed. So I'm still trying to muster the strength to move forward, to want to talk about it, to bring it to the forefront, like I said, to be able to get the help that I need to release all of it, and to allow me to see what was so much that held me back, and how do I move forward, even though it's been 2 years, how do I keep going? So today, like I say, I just ask God to keep me, lead me, guide me, continue to be patient with me. I'm glad I have a platform that I can come speak upon. Pray that it encourages someone else. As I say, I want to be free from the COVID thing. And I don't know if I will be, because we are still living in a COVID world with the rules, COVID, with everything. God, like I say, I just need you, Lord, to just continue to be with me, keep me, like I say, turn my beauty into ashes. Beauty for ashes is what it says, and I just need that, Lord. I've always heard that phrase, but I know I need to apply that phrase to my life. And I know you have done it before, and you can do it again. And like I said on today, I'm just kind of sharing the fact that I need to move forward, but I don't know how sometimes. I don't want to move forward because it's scary to go there. And also the fact of the matter is I've piled so much on, starting from the COVID thing up until now. And I'm trying to learn how to loose it, to bound it, to help myself to move forward. And God, I know you're the only one that can, and we'll do it. And I'm just sharing today that maybe someone else feels their way, that that they need the help too, to be let something loose, to have beauty for ashes for all they went through. I'm thankful and grateful oh Heavenly Father, that you brought me this far and you allow me to see it so the devil can't hold it against me. I can continue to move. I continue to give you all the glory, the honor and the praises as I'm going to get through it and move forward to something else I might have been hidden or kept me from going forward. So I'm thankful and grateful today, and I pray that this may help someone else to give it over to you, God, to understand that it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to move forward. Sometimes you go backwards to move forward, and that's okay. So today I just say thank you, Lord, for giving me the beauty for ashes and me recognizing it, but you loving me and keeping me, and I pray this may help someone else. Like I say, I'm so thankful that I have a place that I can come and just kind of dictate things, let things go as my counselor advised me to do. So I praise you, Lord, once again. I give you the glory, the honor on this blessed day, and I pray everyone has a blessed day and a blessed week ahead.